You're listening to Focus on Issues on KECR 910 AM, The Sound of the New Life. I'm Suong Tran. On today's show, we're focusing on a nonprofit serving children in need. Our guests are Charles and Linda Van Kessler. They're the founders of Passion for Kids, and they're also longtime Family Radio listeners. Charles and Linda, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having us. It's an honor to be with you.
Yes, thank you very much.
You know, one of the things I love about this show is that I get to highlight organizations that are blessing the lives of others. But Passion for Kids to me is very special because it's not often that I get to feature a ministry headed by Family Radio listeners. How long have you been listening to Family Radio?
Oh, wow. I can't even tell you. It seems like forever. At least 30 years.
I've been listening to it since I met my wife 10 years ago on different stations here. It comes on 1280 AM and on 910 AM, so we got it all.
Oh, very good. We don't have a whole lot of time, and I want our listeners to know about Passion for Kids. So tell us what your ministry is.
Well, because of my background, having been raised in a state-run orphanage in Amsterdam, Holland, during World War II, when at age two, I saw my family being snatched away by the Nazis. So when I came to America, I started working with children, and I worked on different places, including on some of the garbage dumps in Mexico where all the little kids run around. And so because of that and because of my own background, God spoke to me and said, you need to work with kids. And I said, yes, but, you know, I need to make a living. I just came to this country. And he kept telling me, don't worry about it. Just start doing something with children. So in 1986, I already founded the Passion for Kids, which is passion, and then the number for kids, with the kids actually standing for kids in desperate situations.
Wow, that's incredible, Charles. How old are the kids that you help?
Oh, they vary in age. The youngest we have is about 6 months. And the oldest we have is about 15.
As young as 6 months. So the name of your ministry, Passion for Kids, KIDS stands for Kids in Desperate Situations. Describe some of the kids and the situations that they're facing.
Well, each one that comes to us seems to have a different type of situation. Some have been in terrible accidents that have changed their lives and their families' lives. Some have developed a life-threatening illness that has plunged the family into financial, emotional, physical, just, you know, the depths of despair. Some have been born with handicaps and need some love and attention and people to focus on them. So each child really comes with their own unique set of circumstances. Some are from abused families in foster care. So there's a whole variety.
Some of them have special needs, autism.
Yeah, some have cerebral palsy. Some have Down syndrome. Some have autism. Some are blind. We have one little girl who was born with no eyes, just eye sockets. We have a little boy who at age two had a stroke and has undergone 50 surgeries since then. He's now 7 years old, but every day for him is a challenge. His family just lives one day at a time and, you know, enjoying him while they have him. And we have another family that came to us just yesterday with a little girl who has seizures, and every time she has a seizure, she breaks a bone in her body. So the variety of things that we see are just, you know, heartbreaking. And we always say we're blessed when someone comes to us and honored, but it's always a very tragic and trying situation that the child is in. And we don't take any salaries. There's no overhead taken out. So any monies that are donated go directly to the needs of the child. And we actually pay for that need. We don't give the funds to the family. We pay for the exact item that they need to make sure we make the proper use of all the funds that people are kind enough to donate to us.
So how many families are you currently helping right now?
We have about 28 families right now, and it's growing almost every week. You know, we always say once they come to us, they never go out of our quote-unquote system. They become like family to us. We don't just, you know, write a check or purchase them an item that they need and then, you know, have no further communication with us. Many of them come to our homes for Thanksgiving. We sometimes have a table from one end of our home to the other with 30 children and their families. And, you know, so we are there as a long-term resource for them. And we want them to know that there's someone they can always rely on and turn to. And, you know, many come just to share their burdens with us. They have nobody else that they can talk to. And so many times it involves just listening and, you know, listening to them and watching them and having them cry and, you know, yell and scream and get out all their frustrations and, you know, just having someone that they can sort of have a safe place with. So, you know, it just entails so many different things. We never have any idea when a family comes to us what the road will be.
And are there agencies, are there city, state, or federal agencies, or maybe other nonprofits that are able to meet some of the needs that the children might have?
Most of the families that end up coming to us are the children that I say fall through the cracks. There are no government programs. There are no insurance programs for them. They are in the deepest, darkest hours of their lives, and there's no one to reach out and help them. And fortunately, when they come to us, we feel very blessed to be able to try and work with them on any level possible and, you know, bring a smile to their face and get them things that they really desperately need to improve their quality of life.
Okay. You know, at first, when I came across your ministry, I thought you were a local ministry, but you actually have helped children from around the country.
Yes, we are. I'm sometimes amazed how they find us, but, you know, we have quite a bit of media exposure because of my wife's background. My wife used to work at the White House for President Ford as his assistant, and then she also ran the press for Billy Graham for about 25 years. And so she has a lot of media and PR experience, and I wholeheartedly feel that God sent me this beautiful woman in my life to advance our kids' charity.
Wow. Tell us about some of the children that you've helped locally here in San Diego.
Well, one of the biggest projects we've had was with a baby called Baby Isaiah. He was hit by a teen drunk driver while being wheeled in his stroller to the park at age 1.5. And we have partnered with that family since a few weeks after the accident, and it's now been 3 years. We were able to raise $100,000 to buy them a small home. The parents were only 21 years old when this happened, and we had 64 San Diego businesses do an extreme home makeover. We were able to provide handicapped vans for two or three different families. We have remodeled a molded bathroom for a family who has adopted 18 special needs children. There have been children that have cancer that we've been able to bring in help for them in the different ways that they need it with their families. So there's just a huge variety of needs out there right here in our own backyard. It's amazing to us.
And Linda, these are not small projects that you named off. These are major renovations, and you've completely changed their lives.
Well, when we start, you know, we never know when they come to us, you know, where the project will lead. And some of them are much more expensive than others. And we are just two ordinary people who have no background in this. We didn't have any funds to start our charity, and we just kind of rolled up our sleeves and plunged in and said, you know, God will provide what he wants us to do. And I always say we've gotten very good at begging. We go to Home Depot, I look on Craigslist, I'm all over the place trying to find the things that our families need, and, you know, people that would be willing, once they heard the story, to step up and help. And people have been so gracious and so kind, and I know that they receive a huge blessing from helping, just as much as the family and the child receive on their end.
Mm-hmm. We know that the Lord provides, and the Lord has provided companies to help with donations and things like that. But still, how are two ordinary people able to do all of this?
Just a lot of hard work and dedication and prayer.
We work, you know, very long hours, and we just research and try and make the dream come true for the family. We, you know, have very small budgets. We're not a large charity, but we are funded through private donations, and also we have a liquid vitamin that Charles created because of his background called Passion for Life Vitamins, and a portion of those profits go into our charity as well. So, you know, we just do whatever it takes.
Okay, so you're running your own company also on top of all of this. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, but it's wonderful. We wouldn't trade it for the world, and we just last night, you know, had another child come to us, and so we just never know what a day is going to bring for us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I say, well, good, I think we have a little break now. And the next day I open up my email and there's another one, and we start all over.
Yeah, so do you have a waiting list of children waiting to be helped?
We never say no to anyone. Once we realize that it's, you know, a legitimate need and that, you know, we've done our due diligence on it to make sure that the funds would be used for the proper thing, we accept any child that comes to us, and we never say no. We don't know how we're going to help them, but somehow the funds and the people step up and are provided for us. Because how can you say to one family, I can help your child, but another one, you know, I don't have the funds to help yours. We just don't have it in us to say that. So there's some sleepless nights and a little bit of stress involved because we make commitments to people. And then, you know, then we have to be able to perform. So it's a really journey of faith every day.
So what can our listeners do to help you?
The biggest thing that, you know, we need is financial donations, large or small. We were able to raise $100,000 for Isaiah's home through $5, $10, $50 donations. It wasn't huge companies that stepped up. We ask that people, you know, remember us in prayer. And one thing we also really want to emphasize is that anybody can do this on any level. You know, just go outside of your comfort zone, and if God interrupts your life like he did with us, listen, because the blessing that you receive is just so great, you know, in helping and being able to make a difference in someone's life. You don't need to have a lot of money, you know, to do this. You need to just have the will and the spirit to do it and the heart.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it'd also be nice when people go on our website, the passion4kids.org, and look around a little bit of all the things we do and how they can help and so forth.
We have listed under each child their own page and the things that they need specifically. And many times people will go on and, you know, a certain child's story will really speak to them and they would like to help that child. So you can also adopt a child for a day, for a holiday, or for Christmas, or for their birthday, and, you know, provide gifts for them. And so there are many different ways that people can reach out, you know, and help us. And we are just so grateful for anything and everything people do.
Let's give out your website again. It's www.passion.
Yeah, it's PASSION, then the number 4, and then kids, KIDS.org.
Okay. Is there a telephone number that our listeners can call if they would like to reach you?
Yes, there is. It's 760-518-2780.
We've been listening to Charles and Linda Van Kessler. They're the founders of Passion for Kids. Online, they're at www.passion4kids.org. You can also reach them by phone by calling 760-518-2780. Charles and Linda, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you so much for sharing our story and for getting the word out and letting people know that they too can make a difference. We're so grateful. We love Family Radio. Have a blessed day.
Thank you very much, and God bless you and your program.
You've been listening to Focus on Issues. The opinions and views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or management. This program is presented as a public service of KECR 910 AM.